So today's shiur is Daf Ayin Aleph, and we're going to begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis about 7 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rava, Kotzav v'tochen k'groigris b'shigga Shabbos v'zod malacha. There are 2 words of introduction we have to say before we start the shiur. One is that, as we will learn later in the Masechta at great length, every melacha on Shabbos has a shear. There's a size, there's a measurement to it. Many melachas, 2 melachas in point for today's shear are tzira, which means cutting, and tchina, which means grinding. In order to be mechuyev midaraisa for these melachas, you have to grind or cut something the size of a groigris, a dried fig. That's one hagdama. The other word of introduction, which is the basis of today's shear, is to be mechuyev a karmachatas, to bring a karmachatas because you mechal Shabbos b'shogig, you have to know you did the aveira. It's called hoidai lov chatasai. He knows he did the aveira, and once he knows he did the aveira, he has to bring the carbon. And that's really going to be the focus of today's shiur. So again, Amar Rava, kotz v'tokin k'groigris. Somebody cut and grinded the size of a groigris on Shabbos. And what was the situation? It was a shigigas Shabbos. He forgot it Shabbos. V'zod malachas. He knows that these are malachas. So as we've been learning for the last couple of days, this in itself, if that's all that would have happened, when he realized his mistake, he'd been chuyv one kar mechatas, called it shigigas Shabbos. But what happened here was, v'chazar, v'kotzar, then he again reaped and grinded k'groigris, but now it was v'zod Shabbos for shigigas malachas. Now it was just the opposite. He knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize what he was doing was a malacha. Then, v'noidaloi al-tzira v'tchina sheshigig Shabbos v'zod malachas. Then he became aware, like we said a moment ago, becoming aware is crucial. He became aware of the tzira t'china that he did when he didn't realize with Shabbos. V'chaza v'noidaloi al-tzira v'tchina sheshigig Shabbos v'shigig malachas. And then he becomes aware of the second thing. So there was a moment of awareness before he recognized the second set. Let's learn the Gemara simple. What happened was he did these 2 things without knowing that he did anything wrong. He becomes aware of the Shigga Shabbos. And again, Rashi learns to even set aside an animal. We don't have to go there. And then what happened was, he also becomes, and before he actually brings the carbon, he becomes aware of the second set of Averis, second set of Chil Shabbos he did. And now the question is, how many carbonis will he have to bring? Says the Gemara, Ktsira Ger Eres Ktsira, since all of this is the same, notice he did Ktsira twice, and before him bringing the carbon, he realized that he did Ktsira twice, so one carbon chatas for the 2 ktsiras are sufficient. We say that the first ktsira and the second ktsira, the first ktsira, gereres actually means to schlep, it draws along the second ktsira, v'tchina gereres tchina. And the first tchina will draw along the second tchina, and essentially what will happen here was that he'll only bring 2 carbon chatas, one for ktsira, one for tchina. Now, we have another case. That's when he did the Averis in a certain order, and he realized what he did in a certain order. But what's going to happen, I've annoyed like Tziros Azad and Shabbos for Shigigas Malachas. Here, he recognized the second set of Chil Shabbos before the first set of Chil Shabbos. So what happened was, annoyed like Tziros Azad and Shabbos for Shigigas Malachas. So now he didn't realize anything else. He doesn't realize anything else. So the halacha is like this. So let's just get straight what he realized. He only realized the ktsira of the second set. He only realized the ktsira of the second set. So, and nothing more. So the halacha is like this. Ktsira gereres ktsira. Here it's the second ktsira, schlepping along, drawing along the first ktsira. Again, why? Because since it's ktsira, it's ktsira. It's all ktsira, and he's bringing a carbon for the chil Shabbos of this Shabbos's ktsira. one carbon will be enough. Now, so I'm bringing carbon for the second katsira, which goes along with the first katsira, and all the Rishonim point out, starting with Rashi, here we don't have to use a concept of greira. Greira means to schlep along. I don't have to use a concept of greira, because it's not really greira, it's just katsira. I'm bringing a carbon for katsira. So one carbon is enough for katsira. But now, the first katsira will schlep along tchina she'ima, the tchina that was done with it, and the tchina shekenegda b'mekayma emedes. The second tchina, I will still have to bring a second carbon. So let's figure out what happened here. He first did katsira and tchina without realizing it was Shabbos, without realizing the Shabbos, but knowing that the malachas. Then he did katsira and tchina with knowing it's Shabbos, but not knowing their malachas. Then he recognizes he did the second katsira. So that he has to certainly bring a carbon for. And since katsira is katsira, that carbon will also work for the first katsira. And then we have a concept of greira, which will also pull along the first tchina. So one carbon will work for katsira, katsira, and tchina. And he's still going to have to bring another carbon for the second tchina that he did when he realizes that he did that aveira. That's what we're up to. Abaye goes even a step further. He says, tchina, nami gereres tchina. The first tchina got drawn along with the katsira, and then that tchina will draw along the second tchina. Why? Shem tchina achasi. That's the machlokes Rav and Abaye. Again, Tosfos points out, I don't want to make this Gemara more complicated than it is, and actually Tosfos really helps us with that. He says, all of this is talking about one Shabbos. We're not going to start talking that these different Averis and the different Chil Shabbos happened on different Shabbosot. We're talking that it all happened on one Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, so Rava did agree to the concept of Greira. And that's why he said that the first tchina, the carbon, works, because the great katsira, it worked, and katsira draws along tchina. Ask the Gemara, Omi Islay L'Rava Greira, does Rava subscribe to the concept of Greira? I bring you a proof that he doesn't. V'itmar, Ochel Shnei Zeisei Chelev B'Helem Echad, somebody ate two Kzeisim of Chelev and one lapse of unawareness. So let's just review two important introductions. How much chalev do you have to eat to be chayev? You have to eat a kezais. If somebody ate two kezaisim behelam echad, or 10 kezaisim behelam echad, all in one unawareness, as the person doesn't know that this is chalev, or he doesn't know that you're not allowed to eat chalev, he'll only be chayev one carbon. And that's exactly what happened here. Och shnei zeisim chalev behelam echad. So he ate two of them in one chalem. As we started the shir, what is the crucial factor in being chayv a carbon chattis? Yediyah, becoming aware of the avera. V'noid b'lay alachs mehen. So, and he becomes aware, let's make it simple, he becomes aware of the first kezayis that he ate. After he becomes aware of the first kezayis that he ate, v'chaz v'ochel kezayis ba'alom ha'shal sheni. So we have three kezayisim. Kezayis number one, kezayis number two, kezayis number three. And let's get the story straight. Kezayis number one and two were eaten in one helam. He became aware of kezayis number one. He's not yet aware of kezayis number two. And at that point, he eats kezayis number three. At that point, he eats kezayis number three. Och shnei zeis echel behelam echot, v'noid lo'el achs mehen, v'chaz v'och kezayis behaloma shel sheni. Omer Ravus. Ravus says like this. Heavy carbon larishin, when he brings the carbon for the first kezayis, which he's certainly mechoy of a carbon because he had a yediya, it works not only in the first one, rishim is sheni miskapin. Why? Since at the time that he became aware of the first kezayis, he had already eaten the second kezayis, because that kezayis had been eaten prior to his yediyah, so they traveled together, even though the yediyah didn't happen at the same time. But Gimel, The third kazayas ainam skaper. Won't. Why? Because he only ate the third kazayas after he became aware of the first one. So there's no way you could connect the first kazayas to the third kazayas. On the other hand, let's say he didn't realize kazayas number one. He realized only kazayas number three. And heavy carbon on shlishi, and he's ready to bring a carbon on it. So shlishi v'sheni miskaprim, that will certainly work on the third kazayis, because that's what he realized he did. And it'll also work on the second kazayis. Why will it work for the second kazayis? Because those two kazayisim were in one halama. But rishin and miskapr, it won't work for the first one, because there was already after the idea of the first one, so the first one and the third one are not connected at all. Now, heavy carbon on tzoy, if it brings a carbon for the second kazayis, then the skapur kulan. Why? Because since the second kazayis was eaten in a haloma, both of the with the first kazayis and both with the second kazayis, it will work both ways. So that's Rava's psak. Abaye says, "Afiyev heavy carbon al echemahem. I don't care which one is the one you brought the carbon for. The loch is nasser neskapur kulan. They're all." The carbon chattis will work for all of them. Why? Because we say greira. The first one schleps along. Let's say the simplest case. He brought the carbon, he designated, there was the idea for the first one. So as we explained before, the first one draws along the second one because they were both eaten in one halama. And then the second one could draw along the third one because they were eaten in one halama. So now, even though they were not, because the first takes the second and the second takes the third. So now what's the question? The question is, here we see that Rava doesn't agree with Greira. And our Gemara, Rava does agree with Greira, and that's why he said that since the carbon works for the first Tzira, it'll also work for the first Tchina. Why? Because the Gemara explained it goes with the concept of Greira. So does Rava agree with Greira, or does he not agree with Greira? Answer the Gemara, Basar, Basa the Shem Abaya, after he heard Abaya's concept, Savra, he agrees with it. So ask the Gemara, if he agrees with it, Ihachi Tchina Nami Tigra. So why do I just say that the first Tzira draws along the Tchina? If you're agreeing with Greira, then the Tchina should even draw along the second Tchina. Ihachi Nami Tigra the Tchina, answers the Gemara, Greira Islay. One time saying Greira he holds. So that's why the Tzira could schlep the Tchina. Greira the Greira, which means two generations of Greira. First Tzira drawing Tchina. And then the first Tchina schlepping the second Tchina, that's already too much and less late. And he doesn't agree with it. And that's why, even if he subscribes to Greira, he has a limited acceptance of it. And that's exactly the way the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, on one hand, he paskins Greira, but he doesn't hold Greira all the way. Why? Because he holds a Greira, but he doesn't hold Greira the Greira. Says the Gemara, Milsa the Pshita Leila Baye V'Rava. What was obvious to Baye V'Rava? What was obvious to Baye V'Rava? That let's say a simple case where there was no Yediyah in between. In other words, let's go back to the beginning of the Shir, where a person did Tzir V'Tchina B'Shigigah Shabbos V'Zod Melacha. And then he did Tzir V'Tchina B'Zod Melachas V'Shigigah Shabbos. And then he realized all of his mistakes. So he has one Yediyah for everything. So even though he had two sets of Averis, Baye and Rava certainly said that they do combine. Says the Gemara, that which was obvious to Baye and V'Rava, Milsa the Pshita L'Baye V'Rava M'Baye Le Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had a Shaila. The Baye Reb Zeira Merav Asi, Vamele Baimene Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira, somebody. Now here, the Rishonim point out, it's not like it was at the beginning of the Shir. At the beginning of the Shir, I'm just saying poshut pshat here. At the beginning of the Shir, when we had the word kotzer v'tochan, we meant kotzar v'. The vav meant and. He did both the malach of tzira and the malach of tchina. Here, kotzer v'tochan means oy. He either did tzira or tchina, and he only did a chatzi groigris of it. And then, and it was done b'shigig Shabbos v'zod melachos. And then he did chaz v'katz v'tochan, and again, it means either k'tzir or t'china, chatzi groigris, but here it was just the opposite. V'zod and Shabbos, he knew it's Shabbos, but b'shigig melachos, he didn't know what he was doing as a melacha. Mashi it's tarfu, And the halacha is, could they combine? So you see that Rav Zeira has a shaila. Rav and Abaye said that they certainly combine. The only question is how much do we combine? Because how much do I also apply Greira? And they don't accept Greira at all. So what's the obvious question? The obvious question that the Tosfos HaRosh asks is Abaye and Rav were talking about where there was a Greigris. And he's talking about where there was a Chatzi Greigris. So the Tosfos HaRosh says two answers to the Kasha. One answer is that really Rav Zeira had both questions. First he had a question, what's going to be halacha by Greigris? And then he asked, if it's not a Greigris, what's going to be halacha by Chatzi Greigris? But not that Rav Zeira only had a Shaila by Chatzi Greigris. That's one answer. Another answer, which is a more lumdish answer, is let's think about it. If Rav says that a Greigris of a Katsira, let's talk about a simple case. You have two Katsiras, and you did both Katsiras with the Shear. The first one was Shigiga Shabbos with Zodin Malachis. The second Katsira was Zodin Shabbos with Shigas Malachis. Each one stands by itself, right? Totally distinct. You have the Shear, each one is a Greigris, and you have different mistakes. Yet Rav says they combine, even though they're very distinct. Certainly in a case where each one is only a Chatzi Greigris, so they don't have enough to stand on their own, Rav will hold they combine. If we see the Rav Zeira had a Shaila by Chatzi Greigris, says the Tosfos HaRosh, he certainly would have had the same Shaila by a whole Greigris. And if we see that Rava holds of the concept of combination by a whole Greigris, he will certainly hold of the concept of combination by half a Greigris. So obviously, what was simple to Rava and Abaya is a Shaila to Rav Zeira. Omale, so Rav Zeira says, not like Abaya and Rava started this year, Chaluk and Chatos, since they have different Chiv Chatos, here the Chiv Chatos because Shigas Shabbos, he didn't realize today is Shabbos. Here the Chiv Chatos because Shigas Malachas, because he doesn't realize what he's doing is Malacha. So whoever is a Chaluk and Chatos, Loimit Starfin. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That Kol Heichad the Chaluk and Chatos, wherever there is no combination for Kabonis, Loimit Starfi, they can't combine, but none. We learned the Mishnah. A Mishnah Masech decreases. The Mishnah says like this, Ochel Chela V'Chela B'Helem Echad. If somebody, this is a case that we spoke about before, if somebody ate one Kazayas of Chalev and another Kazayas of Chalev, Behelem Echad, all in one lapse of forgetting, he's still Chayiv Ela Achas. Now, Rashi explains, very important Rashi, we're going to talk about it, that there was between the two eatings a Kedei Achilas Pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is anywhere from 3 to 9 minutes. So what happened here was that he ate one Kazayas Chalev at 10 o'clock in the morning, he ate another Kazayas Chalev at 2 in the afternoon, so there's certainly a big time difference in between the time that he ate them, but it was Behel Machas, he didn't know that this was Chalev, he didn't know that it's Ostit Chalev, and a Chayev Alachas. Another halacha. Ochel Chalev V'dam V'noisa Pigel Behelem Echad. If somebody ate Chalev and dam is blood, noiser is carbon past the time that you're allowed to eat it, or pigel is a carbon that the Kohen had the wrong machshav, he had the wrong thought when he was bringing the carbon, all that was done Behelem Echad, it's Chayev Al Kol Achav Achas. He's Chayev for each Avera separately, because each one is a distinct Avera. Chalev is a separate Avera, dam is a separate Avera, noiser is a separate Avera, pigel is a separate Avera. I'll tell you an interesting Shaila, just to make the shir a little easier today, that the Fika Yam asks on this Gemara. We learned in this Perek an interesting concept. If somebody doesn't realize that today is Shabbos, Shigiga Shabbos was Zod Melachas, he doesn't realize today is Shabbos, and because he didn't realize today is Shabbos, he did 5 different Melachas. He carried and he baked and he grinded and he did 5 different Melachas. How many Karbanos Chatos will he have to bring? 1. Because it all stems from one mistake. What's the one mistake? He didn't know today's Shabbos. What's going to be the halacha if somebody ate a kazayas of chalev, a kazayas of dam, a kazayas of noiser, and a kazayas of pigel? You know why? Because he thought that the shear for all achil in the Torah is now 1 kazayas, but it's 2 kazayasim. So is that one mistake? because it all stems from one mistake, that he thinks that the achila of the, when the Torah says achila, it means two kezaisim. So you should only be chayv one. It's like shigig Shabbos. Or do I say, no, that they're distinct averis. Chayl of a noiser and dam a pigle, all distinct averis, and he's chayv for each one separately. Shout out to Fika Yam asks. Backs into the Mishnah. He doesn't answer. He just leaves it with a shayla. Zuchaymer. Zuchaymer. V'minim habe v'min echad. This is a chumr that we have by many minim over one min, which means that if somebody ate chayl, noiser, dam, and pigle, or behalam echad, he's still going to have to bring four. V'zuchaymer v'min echad v'min habe. On the other hand, there is a chumrah, there is something, a stringency by one min over many minim. Why? Shemach chatzi zayis. Let's say somebody ate a chatzi zayis of chalif. V'chazar v'ochal chatzi zayis min echad. And then he would eat another chatzi zayis of chalif. Obviously, if it's toichach dei chilas pras, it's within that shear, chayiv. Mishnei minim, but let's say somebody ate a chatzi zayis of chalif. In that time frame, he ate another chatzi kezayis of dam. He wouldn't be potter. Why? Because he didn't eat a kezayis of any one item. Before we go further, I just want to make an observation. The Rishash asks, because this is a shayla for Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rishash says there's a stira in Rashi here. In one place, Rashi says, what is kedei chilas pras? How do I measure kedei chilas pras? From the beginning of the eating to the end of the eating, which is the way we always know kedei chilas pras is. Now we know matzah, for example. We should eat up the matzah paste, but not kedei chilas pras. Whatever the shear is, let's say it's 5 minutes. We say you have to finish the kezayis within 5 minutes. Another place Rashi here says kedei chilas pras is that from the beginning to the end of your eating, there should never be a break of kedei chilas pras. That means if you start eating at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you're eating that kezayis for hours, as long as you never stopped for the amount of time, you never took a break for day kechilas pras, it's all considered one long achila. So what is the shik day kechilas pras? It's a stir in Rashi. Rishash is shayla. Rishash is kashim. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger says this in a few places. He says in the Shas HaChus El Chulchan Shlomo. He says it in the Sefer Achayim. He says a very big chiddush. I think I once said this chiddush already. He says like this. There are two places we find achila in the Torah. One place we find achila is achila sister. You're not allowed to eat chalev. You're not allowed to eat dam. And sometimes you find achila, there's achila shel mitzvah. You have to eat a kezayis of matzah. He says, for iser, to be considered that I ate a kezayis of chalev, I had to eat it up in the kedei achilas pras. So we say kedei achilas pras is 5 minutes. If it took me longer than 5 minutes, it's not considered an achila. But to be mekayim a mitzvah, as long as I'm eating constantly and it didn't stop, then I'm mekayim the mitzvah. A very big kula. So now you don't have to look at your watch by the seder anymore. But there's a gevaldige kasha. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger's chiddush. What's the kasha of Rav Shlomo Kluger? This is a beautiful shtickle taira. He says like this. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Pesachim, talks about a person who made a shvu that I'll never eat matzah. So he can't eat matzah Pesach by night. Why? Because every time, if he'll eat matzah, he'll be over, he'll be transgressing his shvuah. But according to what we just learned, he could eat it. If he'll be careful to eat the matzah in a long amount of time, as long as there's no break, so mitzvah's matzah, he's mekayim, but he's not over the lav of shvuah. So what? Because he didn't eat it up in 5 minutes. So what's the Gemara saying that this person can eat matzah? I gave you an etzah, how to eat matzah? So the answer is, the Achronim say that Rav Shlomo Kluger still could be right. But we find in Masechta Pesachim many times that the Torah connects who's mechuyev to eat matzah, everybody who's not allowed to eat chametz. So the Torah specifically connected chametz to matzah. So enechanami, by everywhere where the Torah tells you have a mitzvah to eat something, you don't have to eat it up kedei chilas pras, as long as you don't take a break. Matzah is different because the Torah connected matzah to chametz. See, now you have to get your watch out again. Now we go back to explaining this Gemara. The Mishnah said, that we said if somebody had a chatzi kezayis chalev, and he had another chatzi kezayis chalev, toich achilas pras, he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara, shrich lemeim, it's obvious. Why not? That's the classical case of eating chalev. V'amar shleikish mishum batatani. Hachem ma'iskirin kigan she'achla b'shnei tam chuyim. Rabbi Yeshua he, I'll explain in a minute. Dama tam chuyim mechalkim. Rabbi Yeshua says that if somebody ate a kazayis of cooked chaylev and a kazayis of roasted chaylev, he would be mechayev two separate kabanas. So matatayma om Rabbi Yeshua bein l'kula bein l'chumra. So maybe Rabbi Yeshua says his din that if the different ways of preparing the chaylev are different averis, and he says it both l'kula and both l'chumra. L'chumra, he's saying it l'kula, but l'chumra means that if you ate two kazayisim of chaylev, toicha chaylev pras, one was cooked and one was roasted, you'll be mechayev two chatos. On the other hand, maybe he's saying a kula also, that if you ate a chatzi kazayis chaylev cooked and a chatzi kazayis roasted, even though you ate a kazayis chaylev pras, you won't be mechayev. You know why? Because it's considered two separate things. It's chaylev and dam. And I would say that maybe he said bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Kamash malon the l'kula loy amar l'chumra amar. He only said l'chumra to tell us that if he ate them both, he's mechuyif tu chatos. But he's not saying l'kula. And if somebody's going to eat a chatzi kazayis roasted chaylev and a chatzi kazayis cooked chaylev toich achilas pras, he will still be mechayif a karban chatos, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, this is all nice, but let's go back to our Gemara. Here we're talking about a case that they have separate chiv karban chatas. Because we just said, cooked chaylev and roasted chaylev, Rabbi Shua has as two separate averis. Rabbi Zeris said before that whenever you have separate chatas, they're not mitzdarif. That's why the two ktsiris, he said, the ktsir of Zodin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas, and the ktsir of Shigigas Shabbos v'zodin malacha aren't going to combine. So why is it here combining? Rabbi Yeshua, this is two chalevs cooked and roasted is no different than katsir of Azid and Shabbos and Shigas Malachas and katsir of Shad and Shabbos and Sig Malachas. It's also two different katsiris. Bracha de Chalutin and Chatos and yet come at Starfi. You said the Namit Starf. Omle Ma'a Reisha Master in Law. You learned this whole explanation on the Reisha and you have a Kashale. That's why you have a Kasha. Anana Seif Masnina Lei. I'm going to learn on the Seifa, V'loi Kashalon. It said, Mishnei Minin, if somebody ate a chatzi kazayis chaylev, and somebody ate a chatzi kazayis dam, it's not mitzdarif, and he's not mechuyev kam chatas. So obviously, Potter, so I asked the Gemara, Tzricha Memi, what do I have to say it? Vomerish lakish from Shabbat Atoni, lo'ilam amen echad. He ate a it's not miminim harbe. To tell me that a chatzi kazayis chaylev and a chatzi kazayis dam are not mitzdarif, I don't have to come to Shia today. It's obvious. What's it talking about? What did it call Shnei Minim? He ate a chatzi kazayis cooked chaylev and a chatzi kazayis roasted chaylev. And it's going according to Rabbi Shua. The Rabbi Shua says that for different ways of preparing the chaylev, you have different chiyuvim. And the chiddush here is, the Rabbi Shua said his din not only to teach us a chumrah, that if somebody had a kazayis chaylev cooked and a kazayis chaylev roasted, even if it was behel mechod, you'll be mechayev one chatis. He also said a lekula that if you ate a chatzi kazayis chaylev cooked and a chatzi kazayis chaylev roasted, even though they were behel mechod, and even though it was toich achilas pras, you will not be mechuyev of a carbon. Why? Because they're two separate averes. They're like chaylev and dam. The kamash melon, dam Rabbi Yeshua, bein lekula, bein lechumra. That's why it's called bein lekula and bein lechumra. Now Tosfos says here a gewaldige chiddush. And I'm going to learn the Tosfos the way the Sfasemis learns the Tosfos. It's not just a chiddush, it's a kasha. We're learning now that if somebody ate a chatzi kazayis chaylev and a chatzi kazayis dam, so everybody knows, you're not mechuyev kar mechatas. You know, this is not just the proverbial, this is the literal apples and oranges. Chaylev and dam, it's apples and oranges. Says Tosfos a chiddush, that's only as far as kar mechatas. If you did this b'shoigig, you can't bring one kar mechatas, you didn't do any one whole aveira. But let's say you ate chatzi kazayis chaylev and chatzi kazayis dam b'mezid, b'mezid. So Tosfos quotes a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah and a Gemara Masechta Mila, you'll be mechuyev malchus, even though you didn't have a whole kazayis of any one thing. What? Now you have to look at the Gemara. Now what's Tosfos mean? Tosfos means that we have a kasha. The Gemara asked, Mishnei Minim, it's Pshita, that it's not Mitzdarif. So Taisus asks Kasha, it's not so poshut. If we see it's mitzdarif for Malkus, maybe it's mitzdarif for carbon also. So I need to tell me it's not mitzdarif for carbon. So Taisus is not just saying a fact, the Sosemis is saying. Taisus is asking a Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say this is a teretz? And the Taisus doesn't give an answer. Sosemis answers like this, beautiful Sosemis. Sosemis asks, to us it's very hard to understand this din. Somebody ate a chatzik azayis chalif, and chatzik azayis tam. True, he ate and bemezid, but this apples and oranges, how do they combine? So the answer is, because the Torah says, le soichel kol te'eva. You're not allowed to eat anything which I said is an abomination to you. And anything the Torah says you're not allowed to eat is a to'eva. So dam is a to'eva, and chalif is a to'eva, that's why they combine. Now, who says that then? That din is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that chotzi shir osman atayra, that the Torah even doesn't let us eat less than the shir. There's a new din as far as an einish to get a punishment. You don't get a punishment until you ate the shir, but the iser is there in chotzi shir. So now the Gemara is beautiful, says the Sfasemis. Who is the one that's saying a different teretz? Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish holds chotzi shir is mutter. Since he holds chatzi shir as mutter, he's not going to agree that a chatzi kazayis chelv and a chatzi kazayis dam will combine even for Malkus, because he doesn't learn the pasuk lo yisoichel kol te'eva. So he had to find a different teretz. But Rabbi Yochanan Taka could have said Taisus teretz. Now, mid the sefer says that not a gemara goes back to understand this mission. If we're saying the sefer is talking about a case of min echad v'shnei temchuim, one min, both chelv just combined, that they were cooked different ways. Mechlal, the ratio is min echad, v'tam chi echad. It's one min, it's all chalev, and it's all cooked the same way. And that's when the Mishnah is telling you it's chayev. But ask the Gemara, min echad, v'tam chi echad, tzrich l'meimah. That's the classical case. You have chalev, you ate a kazayis, it's all cooked the same way. It was eaten k'tay chilas pras. So what's this Mishnah telling me that I'm chayev? Everybody knows that. Answers the Gemara on Rav Huna, I'll tell you what the chiddush of the reish is. Hachem ma'iskinim, kigoyin shoyis labiyadiyah benetayim. What happened like this? The person ate a chatzi kazayis chalif and immediately became aware of what he did. Now, we've been learning the whole shiur today, I made that point earlier, that the main point to be chayiv a karmachatis is yadiyah, that you become aware of your aveira. He became aware. So now, maybe that yadiyah will break the two achilas up. And you'll never have a whole achil of a kazayis. Because you ate a chatzi kazayis, had a yediyah, and then ate the other chatzi kazayis. Kamash malon. Now we're going like Rav Gamliel, dam en yediyah l'chatzi shir. Since the yediyah was only in a chatzi shir, so that yediyah is not considered significant yediyah, because he only became aware of a chatzi shir. So that can't serve to break up these two maisa achil. Itmar. Continues the Gemara. Ochel shnei zeis chaylev, if somebody ate two kazeisim chaylev, behelem echad. That, in other words, he ate two kazeisim in one lapse in ktoich achilas pras. The noid loyal arishin, he doesn't have to have ktoich achilas pras because each one is kazeis, I'm sorry. The noid loyal arishin, but what happened was like this, he had a yediyah on the first kazeis, because of the noid loyal asheni, and only afterwards he became aware of the second aver he did. Rav Yochanan Mechayev Shtayim. Why? Because since there was a yediyah in between, that yediyah serves to separate, and you'll have to bring a separate carbon for each one. Rish Lakish Amar, en chayev l'achas. Rish Lakish says, you only have to bring one. And the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both based their piskei halacha on psukim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to bring a separate carbon for each kazayis, because it says in the Torah, the heavy carbonoi siris isim tamima, nekeva al chatosoi shechata. Al chatosoi, on his sin, ashechata that he sinned. Every sin is mechayiv, a separate carbon chatos. Al chatosoi vehevi. For each sin, you have to bring a separate carbon. Rish Lakish amapater. Rish Lakish says you don't have to. Why? Michatosoi venisachloi. It says in the pasuk, "Michatosoi." Even if he did on part of it, "Nislachloi," it'll work for everything. So that's why one carbon could work for both averus. asked the Gemara what each man the Amor going to do with the other man's pasuk. Reshlok shiksev achatosav ahevi, that seems to indicate that for every avera you have to bring a separate carbon. That's talking about hulach kapara. Even though we're shlokish, how do we have to learn pshat in the Gemara like this? What happened here? The person ate one kezayis chalev, then he ate another kezayis chalev, then he became aware of the first kezayis. Now, when he's but he didn't bring the carbon yet. By the time he brings the carbon, Rish Lakish says that's when he realized that he ate the second kezayis. That's why that carbon could work on both. But what's going to be the halacha if he ate one kezayis, ate another kezayis, became aware of the first kezayis, and even brought a carbon for the first kezayis without knowing anything about the second kezayis? There Rish Lakish will agree that he has to bring a second carbon for the second kezayis, because when he brought the carbon, he had no recognition of the second Aveira. That's what Rav Shlokish will apply the Pasuk of Chatosai for. Rav Yochanan, Nami Haksiv Mechatosai V'Nesachloi. What is he going to do with that Pasuk? That seems to indicate that it could work for both. Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen, Kigon Sh'ochel Kezayis U'machtza. What happens like this? The person first ate a kezayis and a half. V'noidla kezayis. But he only became aware of the kezayis and a half that he ate. He only became aware of one kezayis. V'den v'chaz v'och kezayis acher b'alom mishal sheni. So he has now like this. One kezayis he ate and he became aware. And he has the last half of the first kezayis and a half to combine with another chatzi kezayis that he ate later. Maratayim litztrefu. These two chatzik kezayisim, obviously they were eating k'tayich chilas pras, should combine, k'mash malon, but not. Why? Because since the first kezayis and a half were eaten together, that half kezayis doesn't have an independent identity. It goes along with the first kezayis. So what I have here is a kezayis and a half will work, and then you're left with just a half a kezayis that you don't have to bring a carbon for. Even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that you only bring one carbon here. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, this Adelei the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is when the person became aware of the second kezayis that he ate before he actually separated a carbon. And what's the machlokes? The mass of Rabbi Yochanan holds yediyus machlokes. As long as there was a yediyah between the two kezayisim, that disconnects them. Or mass of no. A yediyah without a hafrasha is a knowledge without a separation is not enough. Hafrasha is mechalkus. Only when you have a separation, that disconnects the two kezayisim. Aval ach hafrasha. If not only did you become aware of the first kezayis, you actually separated a carbon. There, Maidalei Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan that these two kezayisim are disconnected, and Yechayiv Shtayim. That's one way of explaining the machloikus. The sladelei la'achar frosha. What Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are discussing is that he only became aware after he separated. Or behapligin, and that's the machloikus. The masover hafrosha is machalkos. Rabbi Yochanan will hold that dafka, the separation, could separate the two kezayisim. Or masover, and Rish Lakish will hold that the hafrosha doesn't separate. What's the only thing that could accomplish a separation? Kaporis, actually bringing the carbon. Mechalkos. Avokai mafrosha, if there was just a yediya, but that yediya didn't translate itself yet into hafrosha, then Maidalei Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree, and chayav alachas. Oidoma, or another way of explaining, beimazu mechalkos, they argue. They argue if a yediya separates, and they argue if hafrosha separates. Amalei, so the Gemara says, Mistabra, I'll bring you a raya that they argue in both cases. Beim bezu, beim bezu, mechalkos. This akadatach, if you're going to tell me, koid mafrosha pligi, that their machloikis is limited only when it was just a yediya, but no separation. Avlach afrosh, if there was already a separation. Moidele Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan. The Chayiv Shtayim, even he'll agree that these two kezayisim are disconnected. And you chayiv two carbon chattis. So then I have a kasha. We asked the kasha a moment ago. What does Rish Lakish do with the pasuk of chatosai? How did the Gemara answer? The Gemara says he's talking about Lach Kaparo. Why do you have to say it's talking about Lach Kaparo? Because it says Lach Afrosha. Add the Makam Lach Kaparo, instead of saying that Rav Reish Lakish will explain this pasuk, that he already brought the carbon for the first Chalev Kazayas, and that's when he realizes, we could have said a bigger Chiddush. Look Melach Afrosha. And because we're saying that the Reish Lakish agrees that Lach Afrosha is too late. And on the other hand, if we're going to say that the machloikus is limited to the case where there was already a separation, if there was it was before separation, and all I have here is only a dia, there Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Reish Lakish that you only chayiv one carbon. So we have another kasha. How did we explain Reish Yochanan is going to deal with the pasuk of Mechatosai? We explained it with a very interesting way. That he ate a kazayis of Mechza, and he became only aware of one kazayis, and that other kazayis is in the ear. So does it combine with another chatzi kazayis? Does it not combine with another kazayis? A weird story. Add the mukumle, the kraw, the kazayis of Mechza, lukme, kardim afrosha. Just let's say it's talking before Afrosha. We, Rabbi Yochanan, was saying agrees to Reish Lakish that if there's just the Yediyah, we could still combine it. Says the Gemara, there's no proof from this Gemara. Because we weren't sure what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold. The way you have to learn the Gemara is like this. If we're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, even Kaidim Afrosha, that there was just Yediyah, Rabbi Yochanan Hachem Mukla Lekra, how will Rabbi Yochanan be able to explain the Pasuk Mechatasai? Because he can't explain it, there was a Yediyah, because according to this Derech, even a Yediyah separates. So we'll have to come up to the case of Kazayas Mechza. And on the other hand, if Tim Tzulayim L'Acha Afrosha Pligi, that even L'Acha Afrosha, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing, Reish Lakish Hachem Mukla Lekra, what will he do with the Pasuk of Chatasai? He'll have to say, it's talking about L'Acha Kapara. But if I have the other way of explaining, if I'll say bein bezu machloikis, if I have that they're arguing in less cases, I taka could have explained the psukim differently. I just want to end the shiur with one verse from the Stipler. The Stipler explains the machloikis of Yochanan and Reish Lakish this way, very beautifully. There's a Gemara in Masechta Krisis. The Gemara says like this, you have two Jews, Reuven and Shimon, had two pieces of meat in front of them. One was Shuman, was fine, and one was Chalev. And the two pieces of meat, one ate one piece of meat, one ate the other piece of meat. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Maybe Reuven and Shimon should bring a carbon chattis together, because and they'll make a tanai. Reuven would say, if I ate the chattis, then it's mine, and you don't have any chiv, or vice versa. Says the Gemara, you can't bring that carbon. Why? Because there's no yediyah. Nobody knows for sure who ate the chattis. And as we learned today in the shir, you have to have a yediyah to mechuyev a carbon chattis. Says the Stipler, what is the Shaila? The Shaila is, what role does Yediyah play in the Chiv of Karban Chattis? Rav Yochanan holds that Yediyah is what makes you Mechuy of the Karban. Yediyah is the crucial part of the obligation to bring a Karban. Therefore, if Yediyah is what's Mechuy of the Karban, if you don't, Yediyah could separate different Mais Averis. Reish Lakish doesn't hold that Yediyah is what's mechayiv the carbon. What's mechayiv the carbon is the avera, that you ate chalif. Just what? There's a condition. That the Torah gave us a condition that you have to know you did an avera bring the carbon. But not that that's what makes the difference. Since it's not that crucial, it's just a condition, it's one of the dinim, it can't serve to be mechalik.